do you know what you want to study?
I'm going into tech for general engineering.
We need engineers, man.
Corked that program down there.
That's great, that's great.
And how about you?
I want to study business.
Uh-huh.
Kind of go into the entrepreneurship, business class.
Oh, nice. You want to start something?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any idea?
I have a few ideas running around, but nothing specific yet.
Well, we don't want to tell anybody. Somebody might steal your idea. So, what I'm going to be talking today is obviously financing college educations. And, I tell a story about how both Michelle and I, we had to rely on student loans and grants and scholarships to get through college and law school. And we still had a huge amount of debt, after we graduated. It paid off. It's a great investment. But obviously, we're pretty sympathetic to the challenges that families go through in terms of financing. And so I just want to get a sense. All of you are going to be taking out Stafford loans. And two things I wanted to get a sense of. Number one, I'm assuming that a doubling of the interest rate is not helpful to you, but feel free to talk about that. I also want to get a sense of how it was to apply for them, because one of the things Arne and I and others in the administration have talked about is how do we simplify the process just to make it a little bit easier for people, because I know that, and based on your chuckle, it sounds like that's something that we need to do. But anybody want to start?
And how was the financial aid form itself? Was that, scary? Was it easy? Was it hard?
Yeah, pretty easy. It was kind of like filling out a college application, so that made it really easy, fast, so it's pretty much did it all for you.
Okay.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Let me check. Other folks fill out the FAFSA?
It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Guidelines and surety hints.
It used to be really, really tough, and we worked with the IRS to simplify that.
Yeah.
I was scared to partner with the IRS. They did a great, great job. And the form itself used to be a barrier to going on. So what was your sense on it?
I did it in my college summit class.
Oh,
so my teacher helped me with it.
How was it?
It was easy.
Okay, super.
Good. Parents, how are you feeling about this whole college cost thing?
Well, Brendan's my third one in school right now, and
yeah.
I have one more that'll be coming up.
So you're a pro.
Yeah. Somebody goes through that every year.
Yeah. The and how about you? Do you have other kids that were you got to be thinking about?
Yes, I have one. She's at a community college now, and so then she's going to go on to 4-year university. But for Amira, Amira's going straight to the 4-year university, and the cost is a lot more than community college.
Sure.
So we're looking at, all our options, grants, scholarships, and definitely the staffing money too.
It's going to be important.
Yes.
It's a big chunk of that.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you?
Lorena's my first one. Go to college. I have two more. They're small right now. Third grade, and then my last one is going up 2K.
Okay. So you got things spaced out a little bit. That's good. There are two things that we're focused on. One is obviously keeping loan rates low. The second thing, though, is to actually try to lower college costs itself. We've met with colleges and universities. The inflation rate on colleges has actually gone up faster than healthcare, which is pretty hard to do.
Right.
And some of it is not actually the fault of the universities. If it's a state school, the state legislatures across the country have been cutting back on their support for public colleges and universities. And the only way these colleges a lot of times can make it up is by raising tuition. They've got higher healthcare costs that they have to deal with. But some of it is, I think a lack of creativity in terms of thinking about how do you keep costs down. All of you guys, when you get to school, you're going to have to think about making sure that you're not loading up yourselves with a lot of debt unnecessarily. Everybody here is going to be living in dorms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eating ramen noodles. I think you guys are in a good position because in addition to being able to take out student loans and having parents who are obviously interested and engaged in the process, what we're trying to do is to, through a variety of channels, provide more information to students so that they can plan ahead about what their debt loads might be when they graduate. And that's something that, frankly, when we were going to school, we didn't really have a good idea. And a lot of kids ended up being surprised by how much things.
Knowing the 4-year costs, knowing the loan repayments, we're trying to do some things to reduce loan repayments at the back end, something called income-based repayment, IDR, you guys can take a look at. But helping the front end, know what your costs are, more transparency, and helping the back end. So we're trying to do all those things. As the president said, push states to invest, and push colleges to be reasonable. These are tough times, and don't get carried away. A lot of colleges are doing it well. Some aren't. It's kind of challenging.
So but overall, it sounds like you guys are all set. I'm excited for you.